time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
There are people picketing outside the studio right now from Weight Watchers.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Anyway, Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight just by listening.
That's what happened to me.
Schnitzel!
Mommy, Mommy, I want a schnitzel stick!
Oh, the schnitzel bone!
Schnitzel, the favorite treat for little girls and boys to eat. Schnitzel man can serve them quick. It's a schnitzel on a stick.
No more spoons! Use your hands!
Says the friendly schnitzel man.
Make sure you keep an extra one for later in your lederhosen.
You know, the internet is such a wonderful thing.
I know.
You can Google anything.
Anything.
A schnitzel song. Okay, yeah, I got a bunch of them. Anyway.
We were pulling our hair out trying to find a song, and I said, well, let's just put in something with schnitzel songs. Here comes the schnitzel song. Anyway, this segment is 40 Years and Counting.
People use a lot of adjectives to describe Nancy and I.
Yeah, and they do.
Sometimes they're even complimentary.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. Most of the times they're not, though. No. Anyway, out of all the adjectives that we are being called, smart is not one of them. Now, let me explain why.
Please do.
We were headed out at 5 o'clock one Friday night to review a restaurant. We said to ourselves, it's pretty early. It's 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And we don't need any stinking reservations.
We don't need no stinking reservations. We proudly walked in and were asked if we had a reservation. No. Since we had none, we were informed that the next open table was at 8:30.
What am I going to do for all that time?
I don't know.
Three and a half? Hours?
It's pretty close to my bedtime anyway.
Yeah.
8:30.
And, gosh, and we could starve by 5. I don't want to wait till 8:30.
It would have been touch and go.
Yeah.
So, of course, this turned out to be my fault, judging from the explicit phrases coming from the mouth of my loving bride. Always my fault. We returned to our car and started searching our restaurant hit list for something nearby. We got like a restaurant's review.
I have it in my little, on my phone. I have a notepad that has all the restaurants that we still have to review.
We picked a restaurant and called for a reservation at Al's Cafe in Elgin. See, I told you we were smart.
The building we were looking for was built in 1892, and Al's Cafe has occupied it for the last 40 years. That's where 40 years and counting came in.
See how we worked that in there? Because we had no other name or no other song, so we figured, you know, it's not easy, people, coming up with a name.
And they're still there, and it's still going on, so they're going to be there for a while yet.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware, there was only street parking by the restaurant that we could see.
We found out later on they have parking garages, I guess, but I don't like
that. I don't like parking garages.
Rather than say there's parking garages, we just said there's only
And especially if you can't walk that much, parking garages are, you know, we didn't see any, so it's not that close.
I don't like to drive in a parking garage because they always get lost.
Me too.
There should be one way in and one way out, and I would just wind up going round and round and round and round on the same floor.
Well, didn't you do that at my doctor's office the one time we went?
Maybe.
I know.
Well, they had exit and parking the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept on going round, then I go all the way up to the top, then I go all the way to the bottom, then I go all the way up to the top
again.
I'm
sitting there, oh my God. I can't believe how you can get a license and drive, honest to God. But whatever.
Well, the GPS didn't work inside of there, so it wasn't my fault.
It didn't tell you your parking spot?
No.
Oh, okay. When you call for reservations, you should specify main floor seating unless you want to walk up a lot of stairs to their second floor dining area. And I'm not kidding you. There's a lot of stairs. I just looked up and I'm like, no, I need a seat down here. I can't go way up.
Now, since we did this review, we did hear that there was a service elevator somewhere, but we can't confirm it.
I don't want to go into a service elevator.
No, that's another
thing. But if worse comes to worse, yes, I could get up there.
That's another thing, too. I mean, if you want to hang on to a side of beef or something, I don't know. This is what we were told. I can't, you know.
We can't say confirm whether there is or there isn't.
I can't confirm or deny it. No, no.
Okay.
Anyway, enough of this dribble. On to the important stuff, food.
That's true.
We started off our evening with the garlic roasted shrimp appetizer for $11.95. This was 8 jumbo shrimp, roasted in fresh garlic, white wine, butter, and parsley, all served with bruschetta and crostini bread. Four of them. It was good. It was really good.
It was good.
Al's really showed their creativity in this dish. We had to ask our waitress for more crostinis since there was so much bruschetta and shrimp.
I know. We ran out.
It was kind of like a build-your-own bruschetta.
Yeah, I like that.
Which I always like that, you know, because you can put as much as you want on there. Because let's be honest, you order bruschetta, you pick it up, it all falls off anyway.
Exactly.
So I might as well build your own.
Make it a deconstructed bruschetta and let the people do what they want. I don't like tomatoes, but I get it because I love the garlic. Well, so I don't put that much on, and you like more, so it works out perfectly for us.
But think about it. If you don't like tomatoes, that's a problem when you order bruschetta because that's all it is
I know.
Tomatoes.
And garlic.
What do I know? Anyway, we finished off every delicious bite.
We did, and we went on our fingers. Jim started channeling his German heritage and said, I will have the... Now, this is the hard one for me, because we're starting languages again, and I'm not good with languages. I will have the Ziegenhörner Schnitzel.
Perfect.
1895, and like it.
Of course you will.
This was breaded pork loin topped with a creamy roasted red pepper sauce served with red cabbage, fresh roasted vegetables, and spätzle. When this dish arrived, his jaw dropped. This was the biggest schnitzel he has ever seen.
Really? It was like a manhole cover.
It was huge.
It was, oh man.
I'm looking at it thinking, we had to do a review, so I knew I had to have something different than him, but I really wanted the schnitzel. And I was so sorry when I saw how big it was and it looked so good. But that's okay. I got to taste it.
You got over it. I know, you got over it.
It was very thin with a crunchy breading on the outside, which made this an excellent entree. The red cabbage was very tangy and the spätzle was buttery. I love crunchy schnitzel. Oh, God. I'm starting to get hungry.
I know. I miss a good Bavarian German restaurant.
Yeah, me too.
Anywho, since Nancy had her taste buds primed for the first restaurant we were going to, and the change of plans put her world into an uproar, because everyone knows that change is evil.
It is evil. I was thinking of one kind of thing I was going to have, and then I had to change completely.
And since she always suffers in silence, all the way there, she went back and forth between different entrees until she settled on the black Angus steak and shrimp for $28.95.
Yeah, because I didn't have a taste for anything.
My goodness.
I could have went for the schnitzel, though, but I know you wanted it.
I had a taste for this all the way to the restaurant. Let me see what they got on the menu. I don't know. I had a taste for this. Get over it. Anyway, this was an 8-ounce char-grilled sirloin steak rubbed with a special blend of seasoning, finished with a red wine demi-glaze.
Mm-hmm.
It was topped with 6 garlic-roasted shrimp and served with roasted potatoes and veggies. Here's the deal. Whenever Nancy orders a steak, the chef throws a fit. Her steak has to be well done with no pink on the inside.
Mm-mm.
But
I don't want no moo.
But kudos to the chef. He butterflied her steak and cooked it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy thought the garlic roasted shrimp on top would have more of a punch, but it probably would be fine for normal people because you basically burned out your taste buds with garlic years ago.
I know. I know, but it's. I think it still needed more garlic. I don't care. It's garlic roasted shrimp. It should be garlic tasting with just a little shrimpy taste afterwards.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
For our sides, we both decided on salads this evening. I chose their homemade ranch dressing, which was really flavorful. Jim chose the homemade honey blue cheese dressing. You wouldn't think that combination would work, but it definitely did, he said.
Well, that's why I had to try it, because I'm thinking honey and blue cheese?
Sweet and...
Yeah, sweet and funky. Funky? Yeah, no, it really was good, though.
Yeah, if you like blue cheese, that's really funky.
Well, they specialize in chocolate malts over there, too, which is kind of different.
And we really wanted to try one for dessert. We really did.
But they're made with 6 scoops of ice cream and no milk. I mean, they just put 6 scoops of ice cream in a thing and whatever you want and blend it up.
Wow.
I mean, we are both trained professionals.
We are.
And I'm a trained pig. But even if we split it, 3 scoops of ice cream after that light meal we had, they would send the EMTs running to the rescue.
I know.
So no dessert for us tonight, which is a shame.
But we did hear from somebody that they have smaller milkshakes and malts.
Yeah, they have like a 3-scoop. You ordered like a half.
But they didn't have it on the menu that I could see. Because if they did, I could have went for a little bit. I mean, I don't eat that much of it, so you would have had to suck it down, but... Just
here
to
again.
Try it, because that's what they were known for.
We can't confirm or deny this. But,
right. But if you go, see if they do have a smaller milkshake or malt for dessert, because they're supposed to be known for it. And
or just go,
really
for
good.
The, just go for the 6-scooper.
Well, then, you know what I should have done is gone for the first, the dessert, and then went and ordered my meal. I would have had an appetizer.
Ooh.
I would have had a bruschetta, and that would have been fine with me. There's shrimp in that bruschetta. I would have been fine.
Okay.
Because it's light.
It is. All right.
Okay. The chef at Al's Cafe, Tony Jammin, was trained in Holland, Germany, and France.
Ooh.
He uses his culinary skills to put his own twist on well-known dishes and throws in malts and shakes for laughs. The dishes are huge. Myself and Jim both took home half our dinners in doggy bags.
Really? That, especially my schnitzel. That thing was huge.
The biggest schnitzel you
ever
saw. Sometimes not having a reservation works out well in the end. Don't you agree, my love?
You're welcome. It worked out just like I planned it. You are so welcome.
Kiss and my grits.
No, wait a minute. As it turned out, that was a restaurant which we also reviewed later, and it sucked. So... It's a good thing we didn't have reservations. You're welcome. The price for our last-minute reservation was $71.85. We actually did need stinking reservations.
You're welcome.
Schnitzel!
What the schnitzel?
What the schnitzel?
I love that.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Schnitzel!
What the schnitzel?
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. My entree was delicious, but I wish the spätzle was fried a little bit. I like that better.
Just lightly fried. Yep. We don't like it, you know, so it's crunchy, but right. It just needs to be a little golden.
A little golden brown on it. What's your take, Toots?
My take? You really care?
I certainly do.
Oh, the demi glaze on my steak was awesome. At least the moron gets it now. Reservations are a must.
Give him the particulars, poopsie.
Al's Cafe, 43 DuPage Court, Elgin, 60120. Phone number, 847-742-1180. Website, www.alscafe.com. The directions you take, Route 47 South to I-90 East, to Route 31 South, left on Chicago Street, right on Spring Street to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 20 minutes.
Well, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM listening dial.
We put you in WHRU.
Absolutely.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check. We got new equipment, too.
New equipment? Mm-hmm.
You notice we didn't have an area code either. Almost.
This is new?
Yeah, brand new. We got a deal on it.
I can see why.
All right, and we're in. Okay. We did. We got a letter from Kelsey, and she's telling us about Brewster's in Lombard.
Yeah.
Brewster's, like a broasted chicken place?
Yeah, we got to try it because we like Crandall's.
I love broasted chicken.
I love it, too.
Oh, that's good. Anyway, if you have any comments or suggestions, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And if you have any complaints, it's jim@thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Mm-hmm.
Well, walking into our studios as we speak, with the veils flaying in the breeze, spinning around, is mystical Mistress Nancy. She has a entourage of people carrying her up on her shoulders, bringing her in, and mystical mistress, simsalabim, mystical Mistress Nancy.
I knew you were going to say that.
See that, ladies and gentlemen, that is only the first example of what will be many, many more examples of her mystical powers.
No, it's right here on our script, you moron.
Okay. No one's supposed to know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Forget that, what I said, please.
Okay. Well, anyway, I hold here in my hand a series of sealed envelopes.
Oh.
And each one of these envelopes contain food-related questions.
Okay.
These envelopes were hermetically sealed and kept in a pickle jar.
Wait. I'm getting a vision.
Okay.
It was a Clausen pickle jar.
It certainly
Mystical
was.
Mistress Nancy knows all.
You did it again, Mystical Mistress.
I'm starting to get a little bit of a headache just thinking so hard.
This pickle jar was kept in the mighty 101.5 refrigerator under arm guard. No one has seen these questions.
No one?
No one. No one, nobody, no how.
Okay.
Mistress Nancy, using only the powers of her bleach blonde brain, will attempt to answer these questions. Then and only then will the contents of these envelopes be revealed. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
I've been ready
a long time ago, but you've been wordy.
I have to give you the proper introduction that's suitable to your mystical powers, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, just read the stupid
Okay, one. Give me the first envelope.
Here's the envelope, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
Low fat. Name a Chinese diet doctor.
Oh.
Low fat.
Oh. Oh.
Give me the next one.
How many? We got a lot of these?
Yes, we do. Okay. So start getting
There's the next one. Okay.
Robert Brownie Jr.
Robert Brownie Jr.
Who's a dessert's favorite actor?
That doesn't even get a rim shot.
Okay. Give me another one.
Here's another envelope.
Thank you. Cashew nuts.
The answer is cashew nuts.
I just said that. What kind of nuts give you a cold?
Cashew nuts. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
May your Perrier water be secretly bottled in Tijuana.
That's not good.
That's not.
Okay.
Give me another one.
Here's another envelope.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
No. I just said it. You don't have to say it again. Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
What do you call candy that was stolen? Give me another one.
Here's another envelope.
Tear gas.
The answer is tear gas.
What can you make from baked beans and onions?
Well, that's actually funny.
I think it is too. I think they're all funny. Give me another one.
Here's another envelope.
Thank you, my love. Call 911.
Call 911 is the answer?
Yes, and you don't have to repeat me.
911. Well, I just want to make sure people are understood at 911. Not 911. It's 911.
Don't whine. It's 911.
911. That's the whole object of the joke.
911.
Open the envelope. Jeez.
In need of a taco emergency?
Oh.
Give me another one.
Here's another envelope.
Thinly sliced cabbage.
What's the answer? Open it up.
Have you heard of Cole's Law?
Cole's Law.
Give me another one. Come on, here's another one.
Okay.
Nesty Plunge.
The answer is Nesty Plunge.
No. I don't want you to repeat what I say. I'm the mystical mistress, Nancy. I say it. You shut it.
I have to say it because I'm your interpreter. Nesty Plunge.
Nesty Plunge. What does the president of Nesty use when his toilet is stopped up?
I like that one. That's a good one. Okay, here's another envelope, Mystical Mistress Nancy.
A milk dud.
A milk dud is the answer.
That's what I just said, my love.
A milk dud.
Shut it, my love. What's the cow that doesn't produce milk?
Milk dud.
I got it. I don't know about you.
All right.
Give me another one, my love.
Okay, here's another envelope.
Shortbread.
Shortbread. The answer is shortbread.
I said that. Don't repeat. What do elves make sandwiches with?
Okay, we got another envelope.
Thank you.
Here's the envelope.
Fondue.
The answer is fondue.
Really? What do you get on your fond when you leave it out all night? Hey, may a bag of pop rocks explode in your shorts. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, give me another envelope.
There's one more envelope. Okay.
A mathematician.
A mathematician?
A mathematician. What do you call a hen who can count her own eggs? Give me another one.
Oh, here's another one. Okay.
Okay. Anna Webber.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask. The answer is Anna Webber.
Where does Spider-Man grill his burgers? May you fall asleep under a camel with post-nasal drip.
I actually like that. Webber. Okay, I need silence. You need silence.
I need silence. My little brain needs silence.
Yeah, we're getting silence over here, I'll tell you. Okay, here's another envelope.
Grape nuts.
Grape nuts.
What are Ernest and Julio Gallo?
It's Julio Gallo.
I'm Mystical Mistress Nancy. I'm not supposed to be corrected. Gatorade.
Gatorade.
What does an alligator get on welfare?
That was bad.
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, here we go, Mystical Mistress Nancy, the last envelope.
Kumquat.
The answer is kumquat.
I said that. What do you say when calling your quat? Kumquat.
Well, thank you, Mystical Mistress Nancy. That was amazing as always.
Thank you.
And I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station. Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
And we'd like to end today's show with a favorite of ours, the Sauerkraut Polka. ¶¶